Okay, what I said. Now, Mishnah Beis Lamedvav tells us that it is Asa Gomer to clap on Shabbos. What's the problem? Zug the Mephoshim over there. Because if it wasn't clapped, you know what happens when you clap? You start getting involved in the music, you start getting involved in the mahalach. The minute that you do that, a person's going to start running over and say, hey, let's get my guitar! And they'll fix the string, and they'll fix the drum, whatever it may be. That's what it's in the rice of Makkah Makkadish. That's what we're doing over here, right? Makkah Makkadish. Mimeda! Zooked over there. The Gemara, the Mishnah says, about it's awesome, about it's awesome. Now, the Mishnah Gemara then does say, it's Gemara Bates, also that Flamet, that there's a concept that you've probably heard of, right? What's the concept in English, I'll tell you. Don't tell me. Because if I don't know, then I will get punished for it, right? Everyone knows, everyone knows, right? What's in Lashon Chazal? Mutuz Yishoyim Bal Demezidim, right? Mm-hmm. Now there's a round over there that this must be defensive, it's right, the races are abundant. That means, in English, you know, when someone's doing something and they're not going to listen to you, so if it's a drabonon, for example, don't tell them. They're not going to listen to you anyway, so don't tell them. Rather, they don't know. If it's deraisa, you have to tell them.
Because you rub them a tree off the bread.
Right, that could be deraisa. Here we're dealing with any drabonon, scrapping. Now, the problem that there might be are three heterim. This is so important to remember, because when someone asks you about clapping, you'll tell them it's important, tell you why. Yeah. Here in the bush, because they look at Mishnah Berurah and Shulchan Aruch, it says, awesome goal. We are now going to say three svaros, go down in the poskim, why it's mutter to clap on Shabbos, Mr. Fletcher. Now, svaro number one, bizman hazeh, has anything changed from the time on your skin, big enough to mean that they got Shabbos?
On the skin.
Was that Burberry?
Wednesday.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh,
sorry, blue jean, right?
From Zoma.
I know. No, it's the only cologne I used to wear.
Okay, but what is that? This man has said, comes along, Tosfos, says Tosfos, Hazoi. I don't understand this Tosfos. Haroi, bismanenu, we don't know how to go and fix musical instruments.
Excuse me?
Says Tosfos, well, we'll get to it. Says Tosfos, if I knew how to fix an instrument, so then I understand. But the Torah says, don't do it because I'm not going to fix an instrument. Oh, but the Torah says, I don't know how to do it. So what's the chashash? Right, comes along the Beis Yosef and goes mad with Torah.
Same thing with Shabbos.
Oh, so the Beis Yosef, I don't understand you. Every Zayin do Abodon was made, Shammai will do that. Now, if nowadays we know that that is gone, but still, it's a local Baruch Hashem. Like the Zohar, making a wash for the night of Shabbos, right? Okay, so Machlokes is a poskim. Oh, but what's the reason why they're back there? Because the market used to be wide. It was to take 4 hours to make a wash, go down to the river, squeeze it out, dry it, all business. And maybe I have Shabbos, no usually. Nowadays, what happens? It's a button. Oh, but we know, a cloud, that from the Groh, Meshachachma, all over the place, that when something was said in Chazal, and Chazal gave us one reason, just because we found that that reason doesn't apply anymore, there's hundreds of other reasons. And so it's with the Groh in many places. Now, if that's the case, very nice of the Beis Yosef. So you found that we don't have to fix Omer the Meister. There are people, number one, that do, like Machmas over here, like Yehuda over here, they know how to fix instruments. So I found there's a mock of you, Machmas. And even if you tell me that nobody understands how to do it, that's not the point. Chazal said it, it's exactly what Bolem, and about that, so what about work.
The same thing about Shofar, you can bring it to someone else to fix.
We need someone else too, that was to share the play. That was to share the play also. Teach you how to do a Shofar, also a Shofar. Now, when we're going back to Rabbi Yisrael, Now, if that's the case, that heter doesn't really, really apply nowadays, right? The heter of Manazer is not such a good heter. What's the second heter? The second heter is mitzvah, right? And this is already Mavor, the Meisah, all over the place in the Rishonim, Jewish from the Rav Haigoyim, that Avada v'mokri mitzvah le'gozu rabbonim. That means, we have over here, exeved rabbonim. Don't clap. Why? You might come and do something bad. You might do an Isser on Shabbos. Oh, but mokri mitzvah, when it involves clapping, for a mitzvah. Oh, very good. Good kasha. We're going to speak about it. Then about we can make all the third mitzvah.
So how come you come back and say then to a mitzvah? So
the machalik, the maisa between actually, there's a machalik between on the table, which is more of a maisa of like a drum. It's more of an instrument. With my hands, what is it? It's my body. I'm not doing anything. Right? You hear the difference between a table and a hand? Table is more of a drumming matzah. I'm sure you get a clapping is not. Now again, we haven't said anything to Maisa yet. We're just giving svaros to be makel over here. We're trying to be makel for the Olam. So then another heter in the Sog mitzvah. Fek Rabbi Fletcher over here. I don't understand. Which mitzvah are we discussing over here? Now if you look at the Achronim, there's much in there with high going, that it's mashma only Simchas Torah. Le kovet Simchas Torah, le kovet Atehet, it's Abadet, it can be makel. This is is a chashuv zak. Come in the Torah, it's about a chashuv zak. Maybe we can be making that situation. However, there are those that tain up, and those that will speak later in the house again, nice in the yeshiva. There are those that want to tain up that any mitzvah, and this is nice the shita of the chassidim of this side. Any mitzvah that a person wants to do, a pinutz chizuk ba'omer. Right? A person, Oynik Shabbos, and he's singing and he's dancing, and that Oynik Shabbos, a beautiful thing. Right? The Gemara, everybody knows the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, that Kuf Yud Tes Omid Aleph says, he asked the Kashi over there, how come people in Estrolovich, right? He says over there, one reason. And he asked, why are people in Bobovich, because they're happy to come in Atonia, why are people all over the world rich? He says over there, Oynik Shabbos. Because they're Oynik Shabbos, it's a skula to get rich.
Yes, don't take a lot of brachas.
There's more non-religious Jews than religious Jews.
That's why you think that way.
Yeah, exactly.
The percentage of religious non-religious is like 1 to 1 million.
Let me again.
The only non-religious Jews are compared to the amount of religious.
We'll get to it. At the moment, we're just saying maybe.
Who wrote the Aruch HaShulchan?
The Aruch HaShulchan was written by one of the biggest places at the time of the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim, everyone just comes down with Shabura. Shabura at the time was not a Pesach. He was not anyone ranked for Halacha. He gave a share in the Yeshiva, right? Together my wife's grandfather also, who was the Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva at the time. And,
Who?
My wife's grandfather, great grandfather, was Rosh Yeshiva Radin. Radinsky.
Oh, it was by his cover, Moshe Landinsky.
Yeah, he was Rosh Yeshiva Radin.
So who is
Aruch
HaShulchan?
Moshe Landinsky and Talachov. They didn't have to. Because the Oshun was the postic in those days. And the Shabur was like, Zodarachashokhan! A beautiful, beautiful Hesper. So the Oshun, Rega, I don't understand. When you clap together with music, so then I understand how when you clap together with the music, you're going to go and play music. Oh, but if you clap, Zodarachashokhan, listen carefully, when you clap together with singing, Zodarachashokhan, that's not what Chazal meant. Chazal were not choishush when a person is singing and doing a bit of clapping. That's not what Chazal meant. They were talking about accompanying music. As long as you've got Aruch HaShulchan. Now the Meister, this Aruch HaShulchan does not seem to be mukhbar in the poskim. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention a word of this svara. The Abba Achronim, even the Heidegger poskim, come out and even bring this Aruch HaShulchan down as a Habanina. But the Meister, there is a mocking for it. And you should know, Meister Shehoya, the Imri Chaim, The Imrichaim was the vision to Rebbe, right? He met once the Chazanish, and the Imrichaim was not well. And he asked the Chazanish for an Eitzah. And the Chazanish told the Imrichaim to be mekabel three things. I only know two of them, because the person that told me the Maisa, Chassid Shigera, didn't know the last one. The first one was that he should sit during benching and not stand. Okay, no, that's not asuk right now. And the second one is he shouldn't clap on Shabbos. To do a right, and the makor of this thing, you should know the makor by clapping by chassidim. It's no makor in halacha except a minchas elozo, who was the munkatcher rebbe. Minchas elozo was the munkatcher rebbe, and he writes that chassidim, the shas when they're singing, it's such a geschmack, it's such a oynig, it's such a wow. That's a mitzvah, and that's mutter. Now I have to remember, he was the only one come out that said that. The Mr. Brewer of nobody came up with such a zach, right? So it's a little bit schwer, that's a moment, actually, a minute, to rely on this.
I forgot when, but I was with this guy, a couple months ago, and we were going to someone's house, and he said he can't knock on the door, he said that she was very much with it.
What, like this?
Nah. I'm serious. I remember him so much. I don't know.
Like the stapler, right?
Wow,
what is that?
Is that
Michael Patish
clapping?
Yeah, it's exactly the drop on. Oh, beautiful! How do you know? Shin number 10, Sidgiro!
I'm using both.
I want to come along and try to get aces that guys can win out without a shinoi. I know the shinoi works, and that's the best. One thing is clear, when discussing clapping, I've rather been talking about clapping to a beat. Clapping that's not on a beat is 100% mutter b'lishum shayla. Clapping to a beat, that's where the shayla comes in. Now, what's with mitzvah? So again, in halacha, you look at Mishnah Berurah, Shin Amar Tesef Gimel, you'll only find the heter of Simchas Teireh. You will not find any other heter. Baruch Hashem, I was zeichah to find in a lot of the svarim that I spoke of myself to Rafal from Gateshead, and he told me, let's say, for example, you have a whole group of Bachman, and you want to sing, and you want to make it mamash Kabbalah Shabbos, and you want to make it into a matzah. That's a mitzvah.
That's about a mitzvah.
When a person wants to make chizik, a person should try not to do the shin all these achas. Why come on to kulus? But be'etzem, when you see someone else doing it, you should not go and tell them that they're doing anything wrong, right? Like Mr. Petter said yesterday, don't slap anyone for clapping on Shabbos, because if be'etzem is exerted to a bonon, and the Gemara says, mutas yishayim by the mezidim. If you leave them alone, don't tell them.
Kavara Shabbos right now, it sounds bad.
Kavara Shabbos is a little bit worse, but again, if he's not going to listen to you, and you have to know who you're dealing with. He's not listening, don't tell him. Because there's no point telling him something he won't listen to.
But it's not
meant to clap them to bang.
Clapping is better, yeah, that's what they bring down.
You're saying don't tell him he's going to do it,
right? For a mitzvah to bang is awesome.
No, that they don't say. That by mitzvah was only
said by Patish with the drum with that.
He cares. Asking Mr. Fletcher's kasha. Mr. Fletcher asked, maybe I can also bang the Sayyid mitzvah. I'm too kasha. The answer is, like we said, that when you bang on the table,
it's more like a drum.
It's more,
who cares?
Drum, it's more of an instrument. No, what do you mean? I'm allowed to play my katana, sir. It's not. I'm allowed to not. Ask a goy.
More like it is. Is
No. It's more of a mice instrument. And maybe that's why they acid it much more. But in clapping, we can be a little bit more makeup because of that reason. I also saw other things done also. Again, we have all the sugar.
What's the dancing?
We're dancing right now. Again, we have all the sugar also to be same with them. Okay, Rabbi Say next. Gemara Shabbos. I think it's a Mishnah. In Beitza Daf Lamed. Says the Mishnah, Ein Meracting. Right, it's a Mishnah. Ein Meracting. Ein Meracting is not a dance. Now this is Ein Agei Halacha, right? A lot of people dance on Friday night. A lot of people dance all sorts of situations. So Hashem goes to the dance sometimes. So this is Ein Agei. I had to stand up in front of Rabbi Zir one time and show him different dances. And he told me which was awesome. So the Beitza What's the gather of dancing?
That sounds very funny.
I do that all the time here. Really. I bring all these people, and I go in, I bring
samples,
really good stuff, all those cereals and milk. I put it in, I put ketchup on, I bring it out, it's mummy's fish. Anyway, the Meister, Master Yushalmi said, listen to this Yushalmi. Yushalmi says, what does it mean dancing? Yushalmi means, he loves it when they come. All these videos come in with, here comes this, you know, modern American guy.
English.
You know, this, yeah, American English.
English.
Now, the Meister, what's with dancing? Says to Yushalmi, dancing means to lift up one foot, put it down. Next foot, put it down. In other words, what Yushalmi is saying, what you do by the Heilige Tisch is 100% mutter. Oh, yeah. But there's mutter, right? Why? I'm not lifting up my foot. And then it's on Yushalmi. That's what the gather of dancing is. I'll be said, a badly can be made of Silchas Torah. But for other situations, there's a mocking to be machmir. However, like I told you before, from Rabbi Falchlita, there's a mocking legabe, a suda, for example, for a yeshiva, or for something like that. It brings over here. So I have most of here in the Chofetz Chaim's yeshiva. In the Chofetz Chaim's yeshiva, they made Yekidim on Shavuos. Right? The cover of the Torah. Same idea.
Well, Yoda, he comes on Shabbos. We're not going to dance, or are we going to dance?
How are we going to dance? Who said he comes on Shabbos?
Because it says in the Gemara.
And I'm going to have
a question. But how can MBG sound and dance?
Rabbi Stein, remember we discussed Shtamos here one time, remember we did, you're not here, it was an old place, you were there?
Oh. Yeah, well, wow. Yeah, you brought in the whole
thing. Brought in Shtamos, now it's Kavaldi. I was there one time again. Okay,
you know Shtamos, the place where they make Shtamos? It's amazing.
Shearing.
Yeah, it was an old place, you were there?
If it's part of the thing.
Yeah, very good. One more question. The Chazon Ish said that was said that, no, the Chazon Ish said that the Chazon Ish was dancing. I asked him, what's the actor? He told me, you know what? He said, his father. He said, no, that's not called dancing, that's called going. Going is not dancing. That's about this mutter. 100% dancing is what you do by chasana. You hold on and you go as I dance. Yeah. Me walking I'm around.
Let me see the different dances like you did for those real old.
No, that's not nice.
What do you mean, like you go like this?
Yes!
What, you're jumping around like a hasana? No, that's dancing, that's awesome. And that's the tzorch mitzvah cover that
too. Also, I wouldn't say,
The Mike said, this is covered at Torah, it's covered at Torah about a mutter. But again, Rabbi said, with all these things you have to know, mutter yishogim adim adigim. That means the Gemara tells us that you shouldn't tell people that are doing something wrong if it's a Durabonah, like we're discussing with the Durabonahs. If they will not listen to you, there's no good at telling. Rabbi said, I must end with one Meister. It's got nothing to do with what we said, but it's a beautiful Meister. I love this Meister. I'm sure it's a famous one, I've never heard. Right, Rav Shach and the Biskirov. The Biskirov once had a Shver Pshat in the Rambam. When he had Shver Pshat in the Rambam, what does he do? Goes to Rav Shach. So Rav Shach said, look there, I don't know the text, it's not around.
I think it was the Rav Shach said,
I don't know Pshat, I'll think about it. Well, the Biskirov went home, he wakes up in the middle of the night, the Biskirov. He calls his son, 3 o'clock in the morning, says, do me a favor, I had a Teretz in the Rambam. Go to Rav Shach. Maybe he's sleeping, I don't know, you know, maybe Taki's sleeping, I don't know. He says, listen, if Rav Shach had Shach in the Rambam, he would never go to sleep. He said, what do you mean? He said, that's the case, he should come over here and tell you, right? If he got the answer, he would have come and told you. He said, Nachanami, if Rav Shach got the Teretz at 3 in the morning, he would rather come and tell me. That minute, my voice was a knock on the door, Rav Shach got the Teretz in the Rambam. That's what it means to cover that Torah, voice. That's what it means to be a minute in Torah. It means when a person is a Shvach guy,
why did you assume that Rav Shach?
Because if he knew the answer, he would have gone to the Biskirov to tell the Biskirov
right.
Before he went to sleep.
But if he didn't get the answer, then he can't be sleeping.
Yeah,
he's
cracking
his head.
Tell you what.
If Biskirov woke up, he had
to. Next week, right. We must discuss what the
hell.